This is an interview with Mrs. Lucille Russell at 67 Mayflower Drive, apartment 5, Boardman, Ohio, for the Youngstown State University Oral History Project on the Depression by Dolores Lajada on May 28, 1976 at 7 o'clock p.m. Mrs. Russell, you mentioned the fact that you were a young girl during the Depression time. Can you tell me a little bit about that, how it was, if you remember?
Well, living on a farm during the Depression, it affected, you see, it was the financial situation. Men were out of work, and farmers could not sell their product.
You, though, had enough to eat and plenty of food.
We had plenty to eat, always.
But then, did your parents then sell food, what they grew on the farm, to any of that stuff?
Well, we sold milk. It went to the Isley Dairy. And when the Depression came, the price of milk just dropped down.
Well, what was it before? Do you remember the price of milk before the Depression?
I don't remember. Well, I think probably, I don't remember just exactly. It used to, we were paid for it so much, 100 pounds. But I think probably our milk check would be maybe around $200 at the time, and it dropped down to below 20.
Well, that's quite a drop.
Yes, it was. And that was the way it was with all farmers. It just dropped. Even people, men in town, were not working. They could not buy milk. And I think that at one time, they probably had, I just had to dump milk. And then, they, I think they started giving milk. People could come to the, I don't know, they came to the dairy or somewhere and stuff, allow them to get the milk.
Well, where was your farm located?
About a mile east of Lake Milton on 18. You know where the town hall is out there? Are you acquainted with it?
Very little. Maybe you should tell me where it is. It's town hall on Route 18.
Yes. Our farm was just this side of that town hall, first farmhouse. And they were all nice, well-kept farms at that time. And most farmers, well, in fact, all of them sold milk. If the trucks come along, pick it up, and drive it.
Is that the only big dairy in that area that there are farms sold?
The milk out there, practically all came to Isley. There was another dairy in town. I don't remember now just what it was, but Isley was the largest one.
Well, they had their big dairy out there anyway, wasn't it?
Well, they had a dairy farm out there, yes, of their own. But then, do you remember the Isley Dairy building downtown?
Yeah.
You remember where the milk came to? The truck after truck just came in there and unloaded milk.
But did you ever come into town at that time?
Oh, yes.
Do you recall any incidents or anything that, how the town was, what the attitude of the people were at that time during the Depression?
Well, no. I can't tell you much about that because we came in to shop from Well, where did you shop for your family to go?
Well, the grocery store, we shopped at Post, when they came. The reason we came in then, this sister was working at the, she worked in the business office, the YMCA, and then she went up to Youngstown, up to Youngstown College. She was the bookkeeper up there, the first bookkeeper they had. And we would come in sometimes on Saturday and pick her up. And
you shopped around?
Yes, and then I had another sister who lived in Youngstown, too. And a brother. The brother was, he had quite a time. He had a bread drought. And it fell through with it was,
then it was hard for some of your family. Did they, you know, as you said, your brother,
yes,
and your sister, did they work during the Depression, or did they experience unemployment at some time?
Well, this sister worked all the time. I think her wages were tough, if I remember right.
Now, where was she working at that time?
Well, she was working in the business office, the YMCA, yeah, the business office.
Well, getting back to then the farm areas, were any farmers then affected? What did this happen when the price went down on their milk? Of course, they weren't getting that income. How did they manage? Or you, your family, or, you know, yourself?
Well, it was just, you just got along on what you had. That was all. You had your food. It was hard to pay your taxes. My husband had life insurance. He had to borrow money to pay that, I know, one time. And he had worked in the steel, in the falls. And he worked until about 1932. I know he worked in 29 and 30, and I think 31, part-time. And then, I don't know whether it was still closed, but it went to Monroe, Michigan. So they moved to Monroe, Michigan.
And then what happened? Did your husband, was he dad, and what, he didn't go with the company?
No, he was on the farm with us. We were on my father's farm. And my father died during the Depression. And eventually, we took the farm over when business straightened out.
Well, let's see now. During that time, then, what did you, living out on the farm, then, of course, and not coming into the city too often, what did you do for, say, entertainment? Do you remember going to the Lake Milton amusement park that they had?
Well, yes, we did during the 1920s. We used to go to Great Beach. Had a very nice dance hall. And they had very good orchestras there. And quite often on Saturday night, we would go there. We would go in the town and watch them dance. And they had real good.
And this continued during the Depression too? What I was Crescent open and the Crescent
changed hands. And their dance hall, I don't think it continued so long. But during the Depression, a lot of people moved into Crescent Beach. Into, well, they were not exactly shacks, but they were, some of them were just summer cottages that were not built for winter living at all. But a lot of people moved into
street be.
Now, did they own these homes or did they just move in?
Well, some of them, some people had real nice homes out there. And a lot of them just moved in. Wherever they could find a place.
Would the owners evict them if they found out that they were living there?
Well, I think they were, I think the owner knew they were there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But then the amusement park and the dance hall continued throughout the Depression. Do you remember them getting a crowd even at that time?
I don't remember. But they continued that long. I don't think they did. Great Beach started to go down. It had been quite a bathing beach too.
Yes, I remember that. And people came from all over.
Yeah.
For vacations because they came even further.
Yeah.
To enjoy that. Did you do anything else then? Because you said that you were married at the time and living on the farm. Did you have any children at that time?
Oh yes, I had three.
But was it hard then for you on the farm because of the less income? Since you couldn't sell your dairy products, when did the price then start coming back up again to your home?
Well. In 1929, some of the banks closed, And then after Roosevelt took office, I think the very next day or two or three days later, all the banks were closed. You couldn't get a penny of money you had in the bank.
What did you know of anybody who had some money in the bank to get it? What did they do?
My husband had. He just didn't get it, that was all.
Did he ever get any of his money back as partial?
Well, the one bank that closed and it involved, they got a little 30% later. He didn't have too much there. He didn't bother each other. They didn't have too much. But they eventually got a little 30% out.
You mentioned the fact that Roosevelt had been in. Do you remember anything about him?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like him as a president?
Oh, yeah. I think he tried to get the country going, I think. The WPA, under that, they brought men out. We had one good road by our house. The other roads, a lot of them, were not improved at all. And they started making roads under WPA. They would bring men out from Youngstown in trucks. And these roads that they made are there today. They are narrow roads, but they dug out and they put in a stone foundation. They hauled stone from different quarries around there. And there are stone foundations, and those roads are there today. It's several miles in Milton Township of that.
In those townships too, you have Lake Meander and of course Lake Wilson itself. What about the trees? Were they planted by the men during the Depression?
That was for the, what was that, the CCC?
Tree, yes.
But that was out in the western states. No, there were no trees planted out.
I thought they had built up that area during the Depression.
No.
No. So then, WPA then, as far as you can recall, was just building roads.
Building roads. And also, they helped work on schoolhouses, to see this, with the government doing that.
What did they do with the schoolhouses?
Well, there was an addition, I think, put on to the North Jackson Schoolhouse, and the VA helped pay for it and worked on it.
Did you recall any other instances where, who worked for the WPA? Do you remember, do you know of anybody who did work for the WPA?
Oh, yes. I knew two men in our community were supervisors, but they brought these men from Youngstown out who didn't have any work. You see, the steel mills were not working. And men that were out of work, they brought them out in trucks for out on these roads. Some of them, I think, maybe a few of them had a car they could drive if they had the money to get the gas. Of course, they were paid for this by the government.
Well, you mentioned, you talked about now, transportation. How did you get back and forth?
We had a car.
And this is how did you get your produce or your dairy product? That was picked up, you said.
Yeah,
so you didn't have to have a truck.
The milk was picked up. So a big truck came along and picked up the milk.
But if you wanted to come into the end center or any place else, you had your own car that
you
remember what the kind of car it was?
It was a Ford.
Well, how about, do you remember what it was?
I don't remember what the Ford did cost. I know when after the Depression was over, long about 1938, I think, my husband bought a four-door Chevrolet, $600, I think.
That was an answer for you. How long did he have that car?
He had that car a long time.
I was just thinking, because they both cars seemingly a little bit better than they did today.
Yeah, and he had that car 10 or 12 years, I think. We started serving soup at the school during the Depression, for there were a lot of children that came to school without any lunch. And the women went in. I don't remember who provided the, I think some of it was donated, potatoes and something. But women in the district went in and did good cooking and cleaning up afterwards.
Now, did they get paid?
No.
That was just a community service thing.
Yeah.
And did they serve this to all of the children in the school, or just those who might not have had a lunch?
Well, those who might not have had a lunch.
What other kind of programs would they have had, say, for instance, for the school children who might have been needy?
Well, I don't.
Being that Lake Milton was a small township type of community, they probably were very close, and most likely everybody helped one another.
Well, I think they were help for a family that was in need. I think they were taken care of.
By the neighbors, or did they have to go into a town or somewhere to get a welfare?
Well, we didn't have welfare at that time.
Well, sort of here and there.
Yeah.
What might they have done if they needed something?
Well, clothing. If you had clothing that you could give them.
Well, was this through the school, or for instance, was it maybe through a church?
This was through the school, I think. Anyway.
Well, how long did they serve the soup then to the school children?
I don't remember, but I think that was the first time that food was served in the school. And then I think that the government came along and helped out. But I know that first year it was a donation mainly from the community, the women.
Who provided the vegetables and things? Did they get this from the farmers around there? Or did the government get it?
That, I don't remember. It seems to me that some of it was donated. All you can say is that people were out of work. There wasn't any work. Therefore, they didn't have the means to buy food or clothing or anything. And a lot of them lost their homes. And if you went on to that, when you're
How about the farm family? Did anybody lose their farmhouse in the township of Utah?
No, I don't think so, although the value of the property went down.
And most of the farmers then were able to survive this because they had the wherewithal to either they produced their own food.
Yeah.
How about clothing? Did you make your own clothing that you sell for your children?
Yes, we did our own sewing.
Do you recall the price of maybe material, or what did you use, for instance, to make this for your little girl?
Well, back in those days, we had gingham, calico, cotton, mainly, and in winter, woolen materials.
And then you would make the dresses. What about for your boys?
Well, when the boys were small, we always made their clothes too, their school clothes, pants and blouses, we called them. And as they got older, we got suits for them.
What schools then did they attend? This was again during the Depression.
Well, my children started the same school. The oldest boy went to the one-room school for about 3 years, and then we had centralized school. They went to that school.
Okay, you mentioned the one-room schoolhouse. Can you recall anything about it? Was it similar to the one that you said that you had gone to, or was it the same one?
It was the same one.
Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, there were 8 schoolhouses in Milton Township, one-room schoolhouses, and the one that I went to, I started the school to, burnt down during the winter, and we had a new school then. It was a better building than the older one, and they were used for the stove in the center of the building. And the way the one burnt down, the janitor had covered the fire with coal the night before, and it evidently had started up good during the night. And they would leave the big door open, and some of the fire they pulled, they figured to fall out on the floor.
They weren't able to put it out in time?
No. Wasn't anyone near enough to know on fire that was gone.
But you said that you went to the same one, your two houses, your son had. Could you recall, you know, what a day like, what a day was in a one-room schoolhouse, how it was?
Well, school started at 9 o'clock, and usually the teacher would hear those in the beginners first. Some were learning their ABCs, some were learning to read in first grade, and he took them, they would take them in that order. They would usually have reading first, and then there was a recess, and after recess, then were the arithmetic classes. And then we had an hour noon period. And afternoon, then the smaller children, beginners, had reading again. And then we would have history, geography, and grammar. That's what the studies were called in those days. Now today, it's altogether different.
But do you recall your teacher? Did you have the same teacher for any length of time?
Sometimes you would have a teacher for 2 years, and then usually you had a different teacher every year or two. Yes, I went to several teachers.
That your son, then he went to the same school as you said?
He went to the same building for, I think, the first 2 years, and then they built a centralized school where that building was. They sold that building and built a new schoolhouse there.
Well, from the time you had gone to the school to the time your son started, was there any changes that you recall? Or did it still look the same? They follow the same curriculum?
Pardon?
Did the school look the same? Did they have the same types of books? Or
Yes, they had. Well, when my children started the school, they did have different readers. Mm-hmm. We had the McGuffey's readers, and when they started the school, there were different readers and different arithmetics. The books were all different.
Well, how did you get to school? Did you have to walk or did
we walk?
And how far was that?
About a half mile.
You said that they had a coal burning, or was it wood burning stove?
Coal stove. And in the hall was a pail of drinking water with a dipper in it. And that was the way we had our drinking water.
Well, what did you do then for that hour for lunchtime?
Well, in good weather, we went outside and they played games.
Did you have any kind of playground equipment, or what kind of games then would you play?
No, we didn't have any equipment, except in good weather, some of the boys would have a ball and a couple of bats and play baseball. We used to play there were two big stones in the yard. One stone was one base, one was the other base, and there were two sides on each base and run around, catch each other. We always had plenty of exercise.
And did the girls play by themselves?
Yes.
Or the boys by themselves?
No, we all played together.
Played together, thank you. But what about the in school? Did you sit with the boys and the girls mixed up?
No, the girls sat on one side and the boys on the other.
Well, what did the students at that time, what did you wear to school? You were a young girl. Today the girls wear jeans and things like this to school. What did you wear?
Well, we wore dresses. Always.
Right. And the boys then had
there were no jeans. Even when my jean went to school, they were not wearing jeans.
you, then, like I said, at what time did school let out then? If you, being a farmer?
4 o'clock.
Okay, but what about the school year?
Well, when I first started, it was divided in 3 terms. We had 2 months in the fall, and then we would have 3 months during the winter, and then 2 months in the spring, and we were out about the middle of May or before.
Now, all of this took place probably because, how old were you, if you remember, when you first started school? Did you start in 6?
6.
So then this would have been around 1895.
Yeah,
right. So you had gone to school till, how old were you when you finished school?
16.
And then when you finished school, then what happened?
Well, then I was home doing housework.
Then you stayed home at on the farm, helping around at the farm at that time. And when then did you get married?
1914.
And of course, at that time the Depression hadn't started, so apparently you didn't experience any.
No, that was about the time of the First World War.
Uh-huh. Have you recalled any young boys at that time going off to war?
Well, here's my brother was in the First World War, and a brother-in-law.
How were they drafted? Were they leaked in and left?
My brother enlisted, and I think my brother-in-law was, well, they didn't call it drafted in those days, but they did the same thing.
Uh-huh.
But you had to register. And when you were called, then they went.
Mm-hmm.
And they both went. Both were in France.
And then what did they do then when they came back from the city?
Well, they went back to their same work they had before.
And then that brings us up to the early 1920s, and times were still good, right? If you recall, were they on the farm in the early 1920s?
Yes. Following the First World War, Hoover was sent to Europe to administer a food administration there because they were starving there, and this country helped them out in that way because they had been at war for. Well, the war started a couple years before the United States entered, and they needed food.
So he had, her President Hoover then at that time, had gone over to,
Well, he wasn't president, but he was sent by the president.
Oh, I see.
He was sent by, it would be the, I don't know if it was Wilson or Harding would be president then. Appointed him to administer the Food Administration in Europe. And this country started raising more wheat out in the west. And they plowed up ground there that was for grazing to raise more wheat. Send to Europe, and the price of wheat went up just like it has in the last year or two here.
Right.
This time, same thing happened, and the farmers kept raising wheat, more wheat, and as time passed, the people in Europe were able to go back to farming, and they didn't need all of that wheat. Or wheat piled up in this country. And by the time the Depression came, wheat here was about 50 cents a bushel. And then we had the dust storm because they had plowed this grazing land. And during those dust storms, you could see in the sky, the here, this is visible.
Well, how did that, this of course was almost during the Depression time that that
happened. Yeah, like during the Depression time that we had the dust storm. So it was a result of their plowing the pasture land.
Well, then what happened to the price of wheat at that point?
Well, it just naturally stayed there until things, conditions began to improve, and then the price of wheat went up. So.
But did any of the farmers out in your area in there, they milked and did they grow any wheat?
Oh, yes. All farmers grew
For themselves, or did they grow it to sell?
Well, we had all farmers grew corn, wheat, and oats in those days. And the wheat, we would take our wheat to mill and get our flour. And then the rest of the wheat we sold. They raised to sell. The farmer sold, but he didn't use. Both corn and wheat. What was it used first? We had to use it for feed, oats and corn. For feed. And wheat was the same way, but they could sell us.
Now, on your farm, did you have any type of equipment that helped you, or was it mostly manual labor to get the crops in and whatever you had to do?
Well, back to start with, it was manual labor, mainly.
But then during the Depression, were you able to buy any equipment to help run the farm, or did you have to?
No, farmers used what they had during the Depression.
No one, in other words, no one was able to buy anything new.
No.
Then when did things, do you remember, that they started to get a little bit better?
Well, I would say 1934 or 5.
And your husband, you said he had worked at the mill, and then most of the time that he stayed on the farm, after that, did he ever go back to the mill?
No, the mill that he worked in was in Monroe, Michigan, I think.
But he didn't get any other factory work?
No.
Mrs. Russell, what do you think the Depression has taught you about maybe money or the way you live, years after?
Well, we had to be careful how we spent our money, what we had. And we never, bought things like they do today.
So what would you buy?
If we needed something, we would wait till we had the money to pay for it. That was the way with most people, I think.
In other words, you didn't buy on credit like some of the IMC people.
No, not better at all.
So the Depression, even being a hard time, it did teach you then to be more thrifty with your money.
Yeah.
And was this throughout your lifetime, Ted? Did this carry over through with your children also? Did they develop that same attitude?
To a certain degree, I think.
Yeah. Do you have any last minute comments you want to say? Oh, even though I know you were hard hit by it because you always had food and on the table. And your parents and you and your husband and the young married couple managed. But do you think our young people today could survive a depression such as the one you had experienced?
I don't know. It would be pretty tough.
Well, what about you yourself? Do you think if a depression came again, would you be able to survive as well as you did then?
Well,
do you think our government would step in more?
Well, I think our government is doing all it can to the hilt right now. I don't know. I don't know what more the government could do during the depression.
But even though, like I say, we had our hard times at that time, do you think people in general were happy?
Yes, I think so.
They never bemoaned their fate.
No,
you know, sorry for yourself.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, you hear a lot about people raising a garden today.
Yeah.
That is one thing. During a depression, if people, the way they live today, they could not get out and farm and have their own produce like we had, like the farmers had in those days.
Uh-huh.
At that time.
But today, with the cost of living at high and with the inflation and everything,
yeah.
They are doing that. People are doing, raising their gardens to help.
Yeah.
And it's good they're going back to nature, so
yeah.
Well, do you remember anything else now that you want to add to it before we close on?
No, I don't think about it.
Okay. Then thank you very much, Mrs. Russell.